We're now on sketch plats. We have like a record number of sketch plats today, so it'll be exciting here. The first one is item 11, PR 2021-5657, sketch plat 2021-77 for Laura Durr, who hopefully made it back. Okay, thank you for your patience, Laura. And I don't need to swear folks in on sketch plats. We don't need to have public comment. So go ahead and maybe just give us an overview, Ms. Durr, of what you're wanting. And this is at 608-616 Autumnwood Place, Southeast.
Yes, ma'am. Again, my name is Laura Durr, 616 Autumnwood Place, Southeast. And I have my neighbors here with me, if you want to introduce yourselves.
I am Larry Wilt, and this is Nancy Wilt at 608 Autumnwood Place, Southeast.
Okay, welcome, everyone.
And I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. So what we'd like to do is I own 616 and let me get my other plot up here. And 612. So I own 616 and 612 plots, and my neighbor owns 608. And what we would like to do is we'd like to split 612 in half and put half that plot added to 608 and put the other half added to 616. Just some side items. We no longer have an HOA. Our HOA disbanded a few years ago, but we have spoken to the HOA and they concur, even though it's not necessary because the HOA did disband. Again, what we're trying to do is this neighborhood was built in 1984. No one has built on 612 since then. And since I've lived here since 2008, it has switched hands four times. And every time someone tries to build on it, they have problems with septic and all those kinds of things. So what we'd like to do is add it half to their lot, half to ours, again, just so we don't have anybody that builds back there blocking our views, and then making our lots larger. The other items that we want to note is if you see that on north of 616, that is an access road. And so we do not own that. That's owned by the city to our understanding. When I looked at the package that was presented to me, there were two items of note. One is that when we split it, the 608 lot will be larger than required. We will not request a variance. We will reduce our requirement so that it meets the limits within the code. So that lot will be to the required point, I think it's 0.8398 instead of 0.86. So we will reduce that so we don't have to request that variance. The other part that we would like to get your guidance on is we got one of these back about a sidewalk. So to the west of 616, there is a sidewalk on the front of that, on the front of 616, my lot. But on 608, there are no sidewalks on that at all. So we would like to ask if a sidewalk waiver would be reasonable to ask. Again, we're doing this sketch plot ourselves before we ask a surveyor to put on contracts, so we kind of have an idea of what these costs are gonna be. Adding a sidewalk to the lot where we don't have a sidewalk and the terrain is very rough, it would be pretty difficult to put a sidewalk in there. So we just wanna know that all the issues we may come up with before we put a surveyor on contract. So our question would be, would a sidewalk waiver be reasonable?
Okay, Ms. Durr, very good work. You sound really very aware of all the requirements, given that you said you're doing this yourself. Good job. One question, and I might ask Mr. Biazar if he's here to weigh in on this, is... this kind of splits the baby in down the middle, so to speak, and we're going to talk about contextual standards in a minute and some other things that might be available to you. But Mr. Biazar, do you see any the lot configurations are a little odd? Does that concern you, or do you have any recommendations on just the actual lot configurations?
So from where I understand, we're going from three lots to two lots?
From three lots to two lots, correct.
Three lots to two lots. No, not really. I mean, we just have to figure out the access and that's about it. Not, I don't really see an issue with this.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and go to board comments, Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. For us, the Water Authority, we don't really have any objections. I think the key thing was understanding that this was going to be a single action going from three lots to two lots. If that's what you're doing, you know, we don't have any objection to what you're proposing. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montano, code enforcement. These lots are within the area of consistency. Those dimensions were given to you. Rather than a variance, I think a deviation is also another avenue that you could pursue. The IDO does allow a 10% deviation for that lot size, which is an administrative process. Or as you stated earlier, you could reconfigure the lots to meet that maximum size allowance.
I'm going to pipe in here, and this is just something that maybe Mr. Montano doesn't know about, but the IDO that is approved by the City Council and will be effective, I don't know, in maybe 3 or 4 weeks, it changes the contextual standards if you're adjacent to open space. So one of my questions was, what are you adjacent to? I see PD on the map Mr. Rodenbeck had up. Do you know what that land is?
Is that a question to me, ma'am?
Yeah, that's a question to you. And maybe we need to be, I think we were talking about this as staff of looking it up. We were having a hard time actually finding these yes, addresses, but
open space. So to my understanding, again, living here, I've done a little bit of research on these surrounding areas. That is open space. There are no houses or homes on it. However, when I look at the tax records, it does look like it's owned, like as you say right there, by this gentleman. And we have contacted him on several occasions. To my understanding, he's an elderly gentleman. We have emailed him several times to say that we would purchase this. My other neighbor and I have been willing to, because he also owns that in easements where it says UNCL to the south there. That's a 150-foot utility easement. He owns that also. But currently there's nothing, they're not developed. So I think to answer your question, those areas are not developed, but they are owned by a person. And he lives in Florida. And we've reached out to him, and I don't think our price met his approval yet.
Okay. And the only point of my story is it would slightly affect under the new IDO what this calculation is, but because it isn't major public open space, anything I'm bringing up is actually moot. So I'll just drop it there. You do have the deviation. There are specific criteria you need to justify in order to get a deviation, and Mr. Montano can provide that if we haven't already in our comments. But otherwise, let's go ahead and move on to Parks and Recreation.
Ma'am, sorry, we will not request a deviation. We will change our plot to meet those standards. So thank you for that recommendation. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Parks and Rec?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. And as you've already discussed, the major public open space is within 300 feet of the subject lot. So if there were to be any development, it would be subject to those standards. But I am curious about, if that's all privately owned, what are the implications for access to those properties that are privately owned? So maybe, I don't know if Jean is going to talk about that, but. Thank you.
Ma'am, to add to you, I have my neighbors here. We do not plan to develop on it at this time, maybe in 5 or 10 years possibly. But when we do split this land and add it to our lots, we do not at this time have any interest in developing anything on those pieces of land.
Okay. And Ms. Durr, I think you heard the Water Authority say that if this is your final action to split this lot and keep it that way. So in other words, the three lots would go to two lots, then they had no issue with it. If you're possibly thinking you might go backwards and try to replat again to three lots, I think the Water Authority might have an issue there.
Understood.
Okay.
At this time, we do not have a plan, but we do appreciate that comment and we will keep that in mind. But right now, we do not plan to go back to three ever.
Okay. And then the PD, Ms. Gould, can you just explain what that, and this is more just for your knowledge. It doesn't really affect what you're trying to do, but you should be aware of what the PD zone can be.
So that PD zone, and I'm looking at this and it's really interesting because I don't actually see where the property owner of that funky shaped property that surrounds this development has access. But the PD development would require them to either go to the planning commission and get a zone change for straight zoning and they could develop what they wanted, or they could use that PD and they could go to the planning commission and get a site plan. And the PD site plan is pretty open. All they would need to do would be to prove to the planning commission that it works well, it will fit there. So that use is pretty open.
Looks like
again,
a drainage. Is it a...
So there are two. There's the big unclassified tract, and that's showing up as a utility easement, I believe.
Yes, ma'am.
But then basically the oddly shaped gray tract that is between the R1D of the applicant subdivision and those other PD lots is the property ownership that was just up a minute ago. And that, I mean, again, this one looks like there's drainage, there's slopes, there are definitely mature trees there. I think it would be a difficult property to develop, but also I, again, am not seeing where this property, and I'm sure there are easements through the properties to the north or the west, but I'm not seeing access. But what would happen if the applicant decided to either develop that property or change the zoning is you would all get noticed as property owners within 100 feet of the site.
Okay.
Does it appear from this end of Poinsettia or Poinsettia that might be an access strip?
I'm sorry, was that Ms. Sommerfeld?
Yes, Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. It does appear that looks like there's an access strip. So that must be where the access is intended.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology.
That still doesn't go, the Poinsettia one still doesn't go though to that. I mean, there's probably an easement off of that, but it still doesn't look like it goes directly to that property, which is neither here nor there, so we'll drop it.
Okay, hydrology.
My name is Hydrology. The only thing that we need is some sort of diagram that shows the existing drainage flows. And you can go on to the city's GIS. There is the 2-foot contours that you can help you just show where the drainage goes. And we just want to make sure that if drainage does do cross where you want to put this new lot line, then you just have to add a note about a cross-site drainage easement. We weren't quite sure where the drainage flows go currently.
Yes, ma'am. When we look at it, the drainage, again, visual, I don't have anything documented, but it does not cross that line, but we will provide that as it is required.
Yeah, it's just to make sure comment. That it doesn't cross. Yes, ma'am. And then, of course, if any of you do any building on the property in the future, you'll have to submit a graded and drainage plan to hydrology before building permit.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. If that UNCL tract has a roadway or access easement of some sort, please label that either. So if it's not there, it'll have to be established. Also, you had asked about the 5-foot sidewalk waiver, and we'd be willing to take a look at that if you don't wish to build sidewalk. However, we would ask that enough right-of-way would be dedicated to provide sidewalk in the future.
Yes, ma'am. If you see that UNCL, that's the access road to my neighbors.
Yes.
home. Mm-hmm. And then that was supposed to be the access to 6112, but since we're going to get rid of 6112, we won't be needing that. But yeah, there is definitely more than enough space on our side to put something 5 foot there if it was required, but we will request the waiver to not put it there. It hasn't been there and hasn't been needed, but we do understand the requirement. We appreciate your comments.
And also, this is Larry Will talking. Mm-hmm. Our garbage pickup and our mailboxes are on Audenwood. They're not in on our past our driveway.
I get it. So it's back home. Okay.
Okay. Mr. BSR?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is Shahab BSR. Just a couple of questions came up. I think it was brought up that the access to those lot PDs, we just have to make sure that there's access to it and that lot, that land is not landlocked. Then the other question I had was if there were existing utilities for that lot that is being eliminated and if Water Authority needs those to be removed, the existing like water meter or sewer service.
There is. We currently have water electrical cable hookups on 6112, the lot that will be divided. However, when we do divide it, it will not go through those utilities. Those utilities will be on the 616 side. However, if it's required that we request they be removed, we will follow all guidelines.
Yeah, so I'll just refer to Water Authority, but typically if there are existing services that are not going to be used, they have to be removed.
Okay.
Mr. Carter? Water Authority. Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for Water Authority. I can confirm that if there's a meter, a service box, etc. Those have to be removed on that third lot that's being taken out. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Ms. Gould? I think we're good on this one.
Madam Chair, yes. And I the access actually for that PD site looks like it's through that unclassified tract. It's odd. But anyway, yes, we don't have any more. The planning comments that we had
were really wide unclassified track.
Yes. Okay. The planning comments that we have were just all of the general planning comments and that they will need a site design and they will need a sensitive lands analysis because of the configurations of mature trees on that lot.
Okay. And if they're not. Okay.
They're not building, they're not, but we'll just need that.
Okay. And document that in there. Okay. All right. And that the sensitive lands analysis, it looks like the focus is on the trees, and then you can look at that on our website for more information and call our staff for more direction. Okay. There are your comments and good luck with however you decide to proceed. We're going to move now to item 12, PR 2020-3309, sketch plat 2021-78 for Leonard and Deborah Garcia at 4224 Estancia Drive Northwest. Hello. And okay, I see Hello. We have Leonard and Debbie. So once again, sketch plats, we don't need to get your addresses or swear you in, we just talk. So go ahead and give us an overview of what you're wanting to accomplish.
Hi, can you hear me? This is Deb Garcia.
Yes, we can.
Oh, great. Thank you for listening with us, Madam Chair, members of the board. My husband Leonard and I are here to ask for a vacation of easement. So this is a sketch plat so that we can get to the DRB, I believe. If you look onto page, let's see, there you go. Perfect. So if you're looking at our lot, which is 11C, you'll see diagonally back in 1979, PNM and CenturyLink were allowed to pull their public
utilities
through the lot diagonally, which caused a problem for us. And now that we're trying to build on it. So we have asked both of them, we've paid them to move their line to the north end of our lot. So CenturyLink and PNM have been moved, and we're just in the process of completing the purposeful vacation of easement through the city.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Brian for the Water Authority. We don't have any objections to what you're trying to do here with this vacation. When you come in to build your home, there's a water main in the front on the street side that's available from a standard tapping permit pulled by your plumbing contractor, as well as a sewer main that's actually in the rear of the property that's available for connection. It's a routine tapping permit. So we don't really see any major improvements or anything like that as you move forward. It would just be a routine connection for your water and sewer service when you come in for your building permit. Thank you.
Thank you
for that information.
Code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montanio, code enforcement. Code enforcement doesn't have any comments or objections to this action.
Parks and Rec.
Hello, Summerfelt with Parks and Rec, no comments.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissette, Hydrology. We have no objection to this. Just to note that a grading and drainage plan may be required before building permit. You'll just have to talk to us before you do that.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The Transportation Department has no objection to the vacation. Requested vacation of public easements. For the alleyway and back, the minimum required right-of-way width is 20 feet. Please present this width on the plat. Also, the minimum required sidewalk width on Estancia is 5 feet. Please provide a sketch showing distance from curb to property line to dedicate the right amount of right-of-way for accommodation of a sidewalk. A sidewalk is also requested to be built, or a sidewalk waiver shall be submitted.
Currently in that neighborhood, ma'am, there are no sidewalks in that particular neighborhood. I would be surprised. I don't see any sidewalks at all in that little area there.
This is Jean with Transportation. Those are our standard requirements, and that's why I did bring up the sidewalk waiver process.
I got you. Thank you very much for that information, ma'am. Thank you.
Jean, is there any way that we can receive in writing what you talked about? You went through it so quickly, and it might be very common to you, but it was not common to me. So I was trying to catch everything you said, and I don't know that I gathered it all.
Yes, I think some comments were sent last night, but I'd be happy to resend it.
Oh, were they sent to our email?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I sent comments out, and I can verify who I sent it to, but
it's okay. I didn't know to look for that. I'm sorry. A lot of times things from the city of Albuquerque will go to the junk mail because you're not in my email, right? So let me take a look.
Oh, you know what? Here, this is Jay Rodenbeck again. We do not have an email address in the application. I will actually need to get an email address from you to send you the comments.
Okay.
I have a question. Can we do that during the permitting process, or do we have to do that before we do anything further?
I think this has to be done before we go to DRB, right?
What are you asking? The sidewalk waiver?
Yes. And the,
yes. That would be part of your platting process, that you request a waiver on the sidewalk.
Okay.
So that would be when we go to get our plans approved and ultimately permitted. Is that what you're saying, ma'am?
I'm talking about you're doing a sketch plat when you, help me out here. You actually have to do a vacation. They don't need to plat, right, Ms. Gould? They just need to vacate.
Right.
So Madam Chair, this was part of the question I had for Ms. Sanchez yesterday. So, okay.
Madam Chair, if I may?
Yes, please.
This is Shahab Biazar. So if the easement was on the plat, recorded with the plat, then it has to be replatted. If it was a paper easement, it could be vacated via just vacation action and removal of that easement. And the platting is not required. So we have to look at the plat and see if it's on the recorded plat or not.
What did what was it that PNM proceeded in doing, Deb? Do you recall what they did? They did a vacation of sorts when they recorded it with the county.
So PNM completed that process. CenturyLink does not have that availability here, as their planning folks or the right of way folks are in Chicago, and they're asking us to provide documentation from you that we could have them sign. So PNM is in the works, and it's actually attached to this. If you look at page 7 of my original submission, page 7 of 8, the PNM service company quit claim of electric easement. So they have already submitted that. I have not heard back that it's gone through. It was submitted on April 7th.
But Jay, I think you still have the previous submittal up.
Yes, I do see the previous submittal. I think that was my supplemental. You're looking at the supplemental data. We need the original.
I had the original up. This was,
well, this is actually no, a previous case.
Right. Okay, let me look up.
There you go.
Sorry about that. There we go.
Yeah, so this was what PNM submitted for us. After they moved the line, they submitted this quit claim of electric easement on April 7th. And I have not heard back that it's gone through. I have a contact in order to validate
Jay,
that.
Jay, can you zoom in a little bit on the verbiage?
And this is Maggie Shahab. This is what we were asking Nicole about yesterday too, is the... basically this release of easement and quit claim.
So this is Shahab Biazar. It's referencing a document. So I don't know if that recording information is a plat or is it a paper. So if you get that document, then that'll clarify things. Or if you have a copy of the plat, original plat for the property, I would just look at both of those. So if it's, like I said, if this recording information is referencing a plat, then it has to be replatted in order to remove that easement.
Can you go back one page to page 6? Is that what you're looking for, sir?
Yeah, this one, yeah, it's on the plat, so it needs to be okay. Replatted.
So what does that mean for me? I'm sorry.
So you have to hire a surveyor in order to replat it for you to show a new plat, and then we add the vacation action information on the plot. And
okay, so we'll have to hire a surveyor to come and replat this showing that the utility has moved, and then we come back to the DRB. So that's when we would submit the paperwork for the DRB review.
So
this is a sketch plat review, right?
Right, this is your sketch plat review. So what Mr. Biazar is saying is you would hire a surveyor. The surveyor will create a new plat for your piece of land that no longer shows that easement.
Okay.
And then you will come to DRB for the vacation of that easement and for your new plat.
Perfect. This is exactly what I needed.
And waiver request for the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And what sidewalk waiver? And
your sidewalk waiver, which is, if there really aren't any, you're basically asking to keep everything the same because there is not going to be a sidewalk for you to connect with. Or if there are thin sidewalks, you're asking to keep your sidewalk the same width as those existing sidewalks.
Okay. And where do we find the sidewalk waiver paperwork?
As soon as we have an email for you, we can send you that.
Can I give that email to you, please?
Sure.
So it's the email that I use to send everything.
And you can put it. Oh, go ahead, Jolene. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say you can put it in the chat if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. Let me open up the chat. Hold on.
That might be easier. And sure. The sidewalk waiver is a separate application.
Really?
You can see on this form, sidewalk waiver form V2. That just shows that it's an application that can come in with your preliminary final plat, but it is an additional application.
V2, I'm sorry, the chat is kind of in my way. Let me move it out of the way. So
toward the top of this form, it shows various actions.
Yeah, I see.
And in the middle column, miscellaneous applications, 3 down or 4 down is sidewalk waiver form V2.
And that Form V2 can be submitted when we submit our plans for approval.
Your plat plans, not your building permit plans, but okay. This all has to happen before building permit.
Right. This is all pretty much the DRB information. Okay.
Correct.
So we will work with getting together with a surveyor to complete the replatting. And then we'll also get the sidewalk waiver information and submit everything all together. And I'm sure the same surveyor can let us know about the sidewalks, right?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we've already been kind of working with the surveyor, Tony Harris and company. That's the guy we've kind of been working with. So we can reach out to him and get that completed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on to case item number 13, PR 2021-5711. Sketch plat 2021-80 for Tim Solinsky at Marble Avenue and Española Street Northeast. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, afternoon.
Go ahead and give us a quick overview of what you want to do here.
Sure. This is a consolidation of three lots into one for the Bernalillo County. Their intention is to have a relatively small park area. I believe the intent is mostly for community gardening. That's the intent. I'm not sure what the details are exactly that are involved with it. That's the gist of it.
So one question we have for you, Tim, is like, was there a concern about doing the community garden on three lots?
I believe the origination of this was to be able to have one water service.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I believe that was what started this, and perhaps I didn't see who's on from utility authority, but they may be able to confirm that.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to them first. Water authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Tim. Yes, I think that you are correct. We did issue available statement 20-11-14, and one of the statements was if you have three separate parcels needing service, you would have to get three separate services. So the replat is resolving that issue, so you're allowed to have one service. As well, we typically will not allow an irrigation or water service until someone has a sewer service. In this particular case, it is a county parcel for a park, and we are allowing an irrigation service for the park. And if there's ever a need in the future, if the county seeks to build a bathroom or a structure requiring sewer service, that at that time they would be required to make the sewer connection and the potable water meter. So I think that's all we had. We had a general question just for either the county or planning, if this is going to be rezoned to a park exclusive property or if it's going to stay the R1C. And I think that relates to the allowance of an irrigation meter. We feel a lot more comfortable about that if it's zoned something that's more exclusive to a park versus something where this, you know, if the county decided to declare it excess and sell it, someone could come in with a house. Such as a general question, I think we're comfortable moving forward either way. And like you said, this does accomplish that, getting one service. Thanks.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Blaine.
Code enforcement?
That's Montanio, code enforcement. These lots are within an area of consistency, meaning that the lot size has to be consistent with the surrounding neighbors. The consolidation of the three lots, you would be over that allowed percentage requiring you to go through a variance to the lot size.
Yeah, and I notified the client about your comments on that.
That's okay. That was the only comments I had.
Thank you, Vincent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Recreation, no comments.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action. Note, if you are actually planning on, you know, putting a permanent building, doing any major grading or anything like that, you'll need a grading and drainage plan approved.
Yeah, thank you.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Shows sidewalk widths for both Española and Marble. A minimum sidewalk width required for these streets is 5 feet. For any sidewalk that's less than 5 feet, a width waiver may be requested administratively with this application. The fence along Española is within the right-of-way. It shall be relocated to the property line or alternatively a revocable permit is required.
Yeah. And Jean, is just a supplemental sketch showing the location of in the widths of the sidewalk sufficient?
Yes.
Okay. We'll provide that.
Okay. Thank you. Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So all of the standard plat comments regarding the use of this number and the appropriate signatures and project number and application on the plat. I included the use specific standards for non-city owned parks. And so there are just some things there that the applicant should be aware of. And then we had a question. I had sort of a question for code enforcement, but it looks like they've already looked at that and answered the question regarding the contextual standards.
Okay. Thank you, Maggie. And I'll review the list with the client as well.
Mr. Biazar?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. I just wanted to know what the maximum lot size, allowable lot size is in case they want to ask for a variance. Do we have that number for the applicant? Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's 0.218.
All right, thank you.
Is that correct, Mr. Montano? That's what I wrote down.
Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct.
Okay. And what is the R1C standard lot size? Do you have that?
R1C, I believe, is 7,000 square feet. Give me a moment. Yes, this is Maggie Gould. The minimum lot size for R1C is 7,000 square feet.
Okay, so that conceptual standard is a lot larger than that. And then Ms. Gould, when you were bringing up the use standards for NRPOC, was that with the thinking that they would rezone?
No, well, so the IDO says it's NRPOC or other zone district with parks or open space not owned or operated by the city. So not that they would rezone, but that parks are an allowed use in the R1 zone. And these are the use specific standards for parks.
Okay, thank you. And then that is, Mr. Zielinski, that's another option for your client is they could rezone. Or get a variance.
And this is Maggie Gould again. I have a clarifying question for code enforcement, if I may. The contextual standards are applicable here because the underlying zoning is R1A, and even though it's owned, or not R1, is R1C. And so even though it's zoned, even though it's owned by the county and will be a park, rather than low density residential development, the possibility for low density residential development exists no matter what.
No, Vince Montano, code enforcement. Yes, Maggie, I would interpret it that way. That
okay,
because it's on R1C, it would have to fall within the contextual guidelines.
Okay. This is Tim Zielinski. Does the city have a preference, or is there an easier track rezoning versus obtaining a variance? Is there a preference one way or another?
This is Maggie Gould. I don't know that the city would have a preference one way or the other.
I think that would be more up to the owner.
Yeah.
Because okay. Different
as far as time
are foretold by the different zones.
Yeah. If I may chime in.
Sorry, I do have a question also. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ms. Sommerfeld, and then we'll go to Mr. Biazar.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks Rec. I'm just curious, are you planning public access to this, or is it going to be gated or walled?
I'm sorry, Ms. Sommerfeld, I was not able to hear the last part of your question. I'll turn up my volume if you could repeat.
Sorry, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Is this going to be a publicly accessible park space, or is it going to be gated?
I we'll get a response to that. I believe it's going to be publicly accessible, but I will get a response to that question.
And Ms. Sommerfeld, it's a garden, not a park per se. Yeah.
Yes. Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I think though those type of uses are intermeshable. So I think it would depend on whether or not the public is going to have access as to what our recommendation would be for zoning.
Okay. Mr. Biazar?
This is Shahab Biazar. I was just going to mention that if you change the zoning and if at some point county decides to sell that, then that could be problematic if they decide to sell it. But if you go for a variance, I mean, the zoning always stays with the property. And then if they want to sell it, it might be an easier sell, just in case they want to sell it in the future.
Okay, that's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Solinsky. We're going to move forward now to item 4, PR 2020-3400, sketch plat 2021-81 for Samuel M. Arcelia Garcia at 4515 San Isidro. And represented by Mr. Archuleta. Okay.
Yes.
If you want to give us a quick overview.
Yes. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request that may be somewhat familiar to some of the DRB members. This is a sketch plat application that's very similar to one submitted over a year ago. The issues and the request is still the same. They want to create two lots out of one existing lot. There is an existing single family residence that's going to be on one of the lots with the proposed construction of another one on the proposed lots. So we're here for updated sketch plat comments for this property. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Derek. So I think for the drawing that we had, which was the one on the screen there, we don't really have any objections. When the second lot requires service, they'll have to do tapping permits. Just a word of warning, when you come in for a plat, we do want to see the existing service location so we can confirm that they're not on the new lot versus the old lot. So please have your surveyor locate those and show those on some type of sketch. That's all we have for you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Code enforcement.
Hello, Derek, Quinn's Montanio, Code Enforcement. The comments that I provided, this lot is within an area consistency. The lot sizes I provided are super close. A deviation also may be another avenue for you to pursue rather than getting a variance in lot size. I didn't put that on the notes, but I do want to let you know. That's the only comments I had.
Vince, this is Derek, so it does qualify for deviation.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, since it's within the 10%, and then there's the certain criteria to be submitted with the deviation request.
Okay, thank you.
Parks and Rec?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. We have no additional comments after the last time. Thank you.
Okay.
Hydrology?
Renee Brissette, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections to the plotting action. Just note that a grading and drainage plan will need to be submitted to Hydrology, and that this particular property falls within Article 6.5 of the DPM, which is the Valley Drainage Criteria, so that this property 4A will have a retention pond, and it will have a some sort of barrier around the property line so that drainage stays within the property.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenbucker with Transportation. San Ysidro is a minor collector street in this area. Show the existing right-of-way width on the plat. Minimum right-of-way for this road classification is 48 feet. Any fencing or walls that are located within the right-of-way, once that's established, shall require a revocable permit or it shall be relocated. San Ysidro requires a 6-foot sidewalk. A width waiver for a narrower sidewalk may be submitted administratively. However, the sidewalk infrastructure shall be built or placed onto an infrastructure list prior to plat planning action.
Okay, thank you, Jean.
Okay. Let's go to planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, all of the standard comments about project numbers and appropriate plat signatures. And then other than just seeing code enforcement comments for contextual residential development, that was really all we had.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Stay in your seat. We'll go to item 15, PR 2021-5714, sketch plat 2021-82 for Mary Ellen Gonzalez at 4000 2nd Street Northwest. Mr. Archuleta.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for lot consolidation. We're going from 8 existing lots into one lot. The interest in the lot consolidation is to relocate a body shop that is actually down the street on Headingley. So they're looking, as part of the consolidation, eventual relocation of their business to the site. So we're here for comments. Thank you.
Perfect. Water Authority.
Good morning, Derek. Good afternoon, Derek, again. Blame Support Authority. We don't have any objections with the current proposal. The subject parcels have several existing ABC, WA water and sewer accounts. There are public distribution mains for water connection and public collector mains for sewer connection available if they desire another connection. With this plotting action, if there's unused connections that are going to be unused as a result of this action, they do require removal. And you're within our service area. So that's all we have for you. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Hello, Derek. Code enforcement has no comments or objections to this.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Second Street is of a classification that requires street trees if new development is applicable per IDO section 56B.
Okay, thank you.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Just note that a grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation?
Yes, Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. Based on the road classifications, on 2nd Street, a 6-foot sidewalk width is needed. On Headingley, a 5-foot minimum sidewalk width is required. Alternatively, with a slightly shorter sidewalk width on Headingley, administrative width waiver can be requested. Please show existing sidewalk widths and distances from curb to right-of-way. Right-of-way dedication may be needed based on this information. A radius is also needed at the property corner for Headingley and 2nd Street.
Okay, thank you.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, all the standard comments and that the NRLM zone has no minimum lot size. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And definitely that zone has the use permissive that you're talking about. So,
yes.
Okay.